There are now 1,200 New Zealanders in self-imposed isolation after arriving back from China where the coronavirus outbreak began. Yesterday, the Minister of Health announced customs and public health officials can now share information to keep tabs on any New Zealanders who've returned from China. Director General of Health is Ashley Bloomfield and is with us now. Kia ora.
Kia ora, good morning.
Sharing information, what does that mean?
What that means is that customs, who are collecting data at the border on people, of course, coming into New Zealand, in particular this group that's arriving in from China, either from or through China, as they collect that information, they can share it with us, and we've organised the helpline then to proactively make contact with those people to check on them and to register them in self-isolation.
Okay, so how do people indicate that they're going to be self-isolating? Is this everybody who's arrived in from China from a certain date that you're getting in touch with?
Well, correct. From the 2nd of February, anyone arriving from China or having transited through China was receiving information at the border around the threat of novel coronavirus, now called COVID-19, as your story just said, and also information about self-isolation. And what was being relayed to them was the expectation they would self-isolate. Mm. From late last week, then, we've had this self-registration process, and as of about 7 o'clock last night, over 1,800 people had self-registered. And what we're doing now is going to proactively follow up those who haven't yet self-registered and who have come into the country since the 2nd of February.
Yeah, give us a sense of some of those numbers. So 1,200 in self-imposed isolation, 1,800 have registered. What's the actual number of people who've come in from China since the 2nd of February?
Yes, so the 1,200 number was, as of a bit earlier on yesterday, that in effect was the people who had self-registered. That number's now up to, as of last night, actually, it was around 1,850. We're looking at the numbers who have flown in between, it was actually the 3rd of February and the 9th of February. That was about 6,000 people. The numbers are dropping off. Early in that period, they were around 1,000 a day. In the last few days, more around 500 a day. So there is a balance of people that we are now going to proactively be contacting. So saying, the number of people who are voluntarily and self-registering is just increasing all the time.
Mm. But nonetheless, there are thousands of people that you are yet to identify as to whether they're self-isolating or not.
Well, that's correct. And we know they've been given advice. We know they'll be very aware of the expectation. There's a high degree of publicity around this. And really, the self-registration serves the purpose of us being able to keep in contact with them, make sure their well-being and welfare are okay. Mm. But also, it just helps us to know where people are, of course, as part of our overall public health efforts.
How long do you anticipate this taking to make sure that you find everybody?
I think over the next few days, we'll be able to proactively contact people. We know Healthline have brought in extra staff to help with this effort, so I'm confident they'll be able to contact those who haven't self-registered. And we know that an increasing number of people are registering all the time.
Appreciate your time this morning. Thank you for coming on Morning Report. Ashley Bloomfield there, Director General of Health